Donna da donna 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 da donna 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 donna. All right, welcome to Orphan Radio number 84. This is Matt and Benji.
Hey.
Hey, so I was looking. We haven't done one since March.
Damn.
This must have been hard for you.
Well, you've been on tour, big shot, running around, you know.
Do you want to talk about your feelings a little bit?
Sure. What was that first song there?
That was the DeMille's Donna Lee. Take it.
That's a good one.
Why don't you sing a little, couple bars?
Donna da donna da da donna da donna da da donna da donna da donna.
Sorry. That song is great, though.
Yeah, I love it.
It was on that Lori label. You know that one that put out a lot of the...
Of course, Dion and... you know that Bob Berdella record that I have?
Yes.
The sleeve that it came in is a Lori record sleeve that he wrote his initials on.
Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah.
When are you going to sell that thing?
Never.
How much do you think it's worth?
I don't know, man. To me, if someone offered me $3,000, I'd take it. Anything less than that, I don't know, probably.
We talked about this a long time ago, but I'll just fill the listeners in real quick for people who don't remember or have never listened to the show before. You got a 45 of a Beatles song from and you found out it belonged to a famous Kansas City serial killer named Bob Berdella.
Well, it's got his name tag on it from when he was a kid.
Yeah.
From when he grew up in Ohio, and it has his name and address, and then he wrote his initials on the sleeve.
Did they ever build anything in the house that they tore down that he lived in?
No, they ripped out they basically bulldozed out a bunch of land, and they split it with both houses on either side, and so now there's a driveway that kind of runs in the middle of it where it used to be.
So they're never gonna, nobody's ever gonna live there again.
No, you can't now. The land belongs to both of the houses. It doesn't really look like an empty lot like it did.
Yeah. I mean, did you ever make it inside? Like after?
No. No, I was a little kid, man. I mean, I drove by it once with my uncle and my mom. I'll never forget that. It was so creepy. The windows were boarded up and there was spray paint all over it. And, you know, it was when it was still in the news and fresh.
43rd and Charlotte, right?
Yeah.
Creepy.
43, so I can't remember the actual address, but then I don't know. I don't remember how long it was before they tore the house down. It might have been a little while, but for a long time there were some concrete stairs going up.
Right, I remember
to where
that.
The house. That was pretty freaky.
Donna da donna 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 da
donna da donna donna. All right.
So what else is going on?
Nothing. Been watching the decline of a Western civilization on MSNBC and CNN every day.
What about Fox News?
I don't mess with them at all, man. I can't take. I've kind of cut out right wing radio and like, pretty much, the day after the election, I had to, like, I've only listened to Rush Limbaugh like a couple of times.
I listened to him today.
I know, man. And you know, you and I used to talk about that all the time. I've been listening to him for years. And if shit gets really bad, I will listen to him again. Don't worry.
Well, but isn't it bad right now?
Well, it is, but all he's doing right now is bloviating and making excuses, I'm sure. I could pretty much do his show just off of knowing him so well. But I just have stayed away from all that shit because it's just too upsetting and makes my blood boil. I mean, people like Sarah Huckabee, they lie I'm not going to say anything. But anyways, they lie to such a degree that it's like they know that what they're saying is total bullshit. And it's so hard because they say it anyways. And then when people question them, they get all like, what? You know, like we're supposed to believe, like Jared Kushner the other day saying that
the Kush,
where he came out and said, I never colluded with the Russians and no one else did either. And we're supposed to be like, oh, damn, I'm glad that's settled now.
Yeah. All right.
That's all you had to say. That's anyways, enough. I know.
This show's supposed to be about fun.
So how was tour? So you got to go to the Outsiders house for the first time, right?
Yeah, that was my first time ever in Tulsa. I've always wanted to go there just to see that house because I've seen the movie. Man, I watched it again maybe a month ago or 2 months ago, and I remembered every single line, every scene. I've probably seen it 200 times.
Wow. I've seen it a lot, but it's been a minute for me. I mean,
it was cool. Nobody was there working on it or anything, but we stopped and got our photo there, Josh and I, and then we went and saw the park where, you know, they killed
the Rome. Yeah.
And that was cool. And we drove by on the highway, the Admiral Twin drive-in.
Remember the scene when they're cool.
At the drive-in at the beginning?
Yeah.
So I'll go back when it opens at some point, but...
you should come through Kansas City and I'll go down with you.
Yeah, that's the plan.
I'd love to, man.
Yeah, that would be cool. So I'm not sure what the date is or anything, but definitely something on my bucket list I wanted to see, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. How was the rest of the tour?
It was fun. We had a good time. Saw some old friends I hadn't seen.
Tell us who you were touring with and what was.
Anniversary. I was selling merch for those guys. They're old friends of ours. We've known them forever. And I was their merch guy way back in the day. And then since my job is flexible, I guess you would say, I work from home, so I was able to do this. And then I did the East Coast thing back in September, so... It's always fun. We're all good friends. We've all known each other forever, so it was a lot of fun.
Right. Well, it sounds like it, man.
You've been crying a lot?
Yeah.
Cool.
Every day.
All right, let's keep moving here. What do you want to play?
Let's keep the flow going. Let's start this set with some Plastic Bertrand.
Ding dong, mon cœur est un don.
All right, welcome back.
Good job.
We started that set off with Plastic Bertrand, Cima Te Fate, Ding Dong.
Ding Dong, Rob DePaola. That one was for him. In the middle there, I played a song by Vanilla Muffins called Sugar Oi, Come On. They're from Switzerland. I played something by them a couple years ago, but they're pretty fun.
Sweet. And then we finished that set out with Rockin' Horse, Biggest Gossip in Town.
Which you've played before, but it's been a few years.
Yeah, it's probably been a minute.
So
I was just thinking about that song, so I decided to grab it.
I'm gonna tell them
to keep a secret.
Sorry. are there any good shows coming up? You're gonna go see Radar State's first show Friday, right?
Yes, I'm gonna go to that.
That'll be fun.
Fuck, man. I don't know what else is going on, really. I mean,
what about? I saw that the Gathering of the Juggalos was just in Oklahoma City, or it's coming up. Why weren't you there?
I don't know, man. That novelty kind of wore off a while back for me, and so
it's only a 4-hour drive.
No, I know, but like, I need a new Juggalo spark or something. Like something happened or something. Like I know they're doing that march on DC, which could be if that is real. I don't know. I've been tagged in it like 100 times, but
I heard your boy's running for Senate in Michigan.
Yeah, that's got to be a joke, honestly.
I hope so.
Because he does not want to be a U.S. senator. Not to mention, I don't think he has a chance of winning. But
I mean, what does he have? Like a 7th grade education?
Maybe. I mean, the dude's a moron, and I just don't think that people are gonna. I mean, it's one thing. I don't know. I don't actually anymore. Who knows what could happen? Fuck it, man. People might elect him, and then he gets to do a job that he hates. But the good thing is, he won't ever be there, so that'd be a minus a vote.
I mean, I just wish he would stick to making amazing music.
I know, man. I mean, I don't even think I could name one of his songs, actually.
Ba with the ba.
I don't know. Is that a song?
You bet.
Okay.
You bet it is. All right, let's keep moving here. I heard it's like 100 degrees in Kansas City right now.
It's pretty miserable, yeah.
And you're having an air conditioning problem in your apartment?
Well, no, it's just that I have window units and they have a hard time keeping it cool when it's 100 degrees outside. Because it just... I don't know. Pumps all the cold air outside, I guess.
That sucks.
Giving the birds a little breeze.
I'm sorry to hear that. All right. Let's keep moving here. Let's start another set. I've played this song once before. I played it either on the 1978 episode Luke and I did a few months ago. But it's a Swedish band, and the song is called Radioactive. And the band, I think you pronounce it Brusette or Bruce. You ready?
Yep.
You better follow this up with a good one.
Radioactive, rock and roll, let me be. Well, your crib, and it's dirty too. Radioactive, rock and roll, let me be. I'm in the dirt to do. Radioactive, rock and roll, let me be. What a good place to be. Don't believe it. What a good place to be. Don't believe it. Cause you speak a different language and it's never really happened to me. Don't believe it. Oh no. Cause it's never something happened for me. No. Oh, 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 oh. What a good place to be. Don't believe it.
Again, Matt and Benji, Orphan Radio number 84.
Hey, hey.
Thank you. I started that one off with that Brusette band, Swedish Radioactive. What'd you play in the middle there?
That was House Martin's Happy Hour.
All right, and then I ended it with a band called Gang, Run, Run, Run. Isn't that good?
Yeah, that's good shit.
You bet. What else has been going on? You see any good movies lately?
No, it's been a minute.
I follow Alamo Drafthouse Kansas City on Facebook, and there's two really cool events going on there in the next couple months. You know about these?
What?
One is Monster Squad 30-year reunion with the cast.
No way!
Yeah. I wonder if Josh will be there. I wonder if Frank will be there.
Damn, I'm going to try to go to that.
I wonder if Paul will be there. And then the other one is, I'm not sure what movie they're showing, but Bruce Campbell's coming.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I mean, those are two things that I could actually get motivated enough to actually go
right
and do. Because I saw Monster Squad in the theater when I was a kid.
Nice. Where?
God, I'm trying to think, man. I want to say
Oak Park Mall.
No, I don't think it wasn't at the mall. It might have been at the plaza, or I feel like it was Glenwood, but that's probably not right.
That movie.
It might have been the mall. I don't remember, because we used to go to movies a lot when I was a kid, and so, you know, I mean, we were at Oak Park. We saw, like, we would see some movies that we would see more than once, you know, at different theaters.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw for some reason, I don't know why, but the first time I saw, or the second time I saw Raiders of the Lost Ark was at Ward Parkway. Did you ever go to that theater?
Yeah, I saw a bunch of stuff there.
Yeah.
I saw Rudy and, there.
I'm trying to remember seeing what. I can't even think of anything off the top of my head that I've seen there, and I've gone there a million times.
Did you used to go to a lot of movies at Glenwood?
Yeah, we used to go there a lot.
That was the best theater in Kansas City.
Yeah, it got kind of ran down a little bit by the end, but yeah, it was when I was a kid, dude. I remember seeing Return of the Jedi there, and
God. What about Bannister Mall? Did you ever used to go there for movies? Kind of took your life in your hands.
Yeah, I don't remember going there very frequently. I went to
I saw Major League there with my dad.
Oh wow, that's fun. I went to Metcalf South a lot.
Metcalf South. Oh, yeah, one night we never really saw movies there.
We went there. We were there when Clash of the Titans was playing.
That's fantasy. And, I never saw it.
There was a tornado warning, so they made us leave the movie theater, and everybody had to, like, duck and cover.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so we got a rebate, and I believe it was, like, a rain check. I think it was, like, the next day my mom took my brother and I back, and we saw it from the beginning.
Oh, nice. There was some... Oh, my sister worked at Oak Park Plaza.
Oh, wow.
So we used to go there to see movies. I remember when Roadhouse opened, and... my sister was, I was only like 11 and Mike was like 10, and my sister came home and told my mom, because we were so excited because of the preview, and she was like, it's disgusting. And I was like, what the fuck are you telling her that for?
Oh, never, man. Forgave that, her. You should use this.
It's only been 28 years. What?
Plug your forthcoming episode with Ricky Livers about... Roadhouse.
Yeah, Ricky Livers, who, if you've never listened to any of those episodes, everyone's a classic, but he and I are going to do a Roadhouse episode soon at his request, so I'm excited for that.
Yeah, that'll be good. All right. All right,
let's keep moving here. Pick something.
Okay, we're going to start. Let's do that Joan Jett set we were talking about. We're going to start off with Make Believe.
A whole Joan Jett set?
Yep, the whole Joan Jett set.
Yeah.
we're back. All Joan Jett set, Make Believe, I'm Gonna Run Away, and then Bad Reputation. Thank you.
What does the Bad Reputation make you think of?
Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, of course. Me too.
God, I need to watch that show again.
I know. It's been a minute for me too. It'd be fun to go back because that show is really well done.
Oh, man. Every episode is great.
Yeah, right? That's a good... I've got the yearbook thing too. I finally got one.
Oh, nice. The Norseman.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's called. So, do you know that song, Little Bit of Soul? It was like an old... It was a hit in the like late 60s.
Yeah.
The Ramones covered it on Subterranean Jungle, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, I always thought that original song that was a hit was the original, but there's one that came out in 65 by a band called The Little Darlings.
Oh, wow.
So let's listen to that, and then you can follow it up with whatever you want.
All right, cool.
Hey, with anything you want.
Anything. All right.
are back again, Matt and Benji. What'd you think of that little bit of soul, the original from 65?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Good and shit, then, yeah.
What'd you play in the middle there?
The Cinderella's Baby Baby, I Still Love You.
Classic. You just got the 45?
Well, what I got was when they did this CD box set, this girl group thing called One Kiss Can Lead to Another. There was a CD, like four CD group, like box set. They put out this really cool promo 45 that's got that song and the Cookies I Never Dreamed on the other side. It's the same group with different name. Anyways, it came up in my Discogs want list for $4, and so I snatched it. It never turns up.
Nice.
So,
and then I finished that one off with Pat Hervey, Mr. Heartache, which is kind of a Connie Francis type song. Bitch.
Sweet.
Have you bought any other records lately or traded anything good lately?
Not really. I mean, I went to It's a Beautiful Day the other day and sold them some.
Store?
Yeah, I sold them a few things that I had that were I didn't really want, and I used it and bought a couple things that he had that were kind of neat, but not really anything.
Okay. All right, let's keep moving here. Why don't you start off the next set? This will be our last full set.
All right, sounds good. We're going to start it with The Darkness, Friday Night.
Are they still a band?
I have no idea.
All right.
It's really the only song I really care about.
Particularly cool. Mommy, hold me. Who's driving this anyway? I picture my own grave, 'cause fear's got a hold.
right, welcome back. We started that set off with Darkness Friday Night.
Yeah, and then I played a song in the middle there called Death by a band called White Lies. That's a Benji song.
Totally.
And I saw that. Have you heard of that movie or seen that movie, A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night?
No.
I just watched it for the first time over the weekend, and I'd been meaning to see it for a while, but it's really cool. It's a vampire movie. It's supposed to be in Iran, and it's in really cool black and white. It looks awesome. But they actually filmed it in California, but everybody in it is, like, Iranian. But anyway, that song is in the movie, and after I watched it, I looked it up, and I was like, what's up with that? Sorry. What'd you finish it off with?
Oh, In Davi, You Set My Heart on Fire.
Okay. Hey, let's end it. I actually want to play two songs, if that's okay.
Yeah, you want to talk a lot, talk for a while longer, too? No, I'm just joking.
Not really. So I know this song is super overplayed and you know, everybody knows it and everything, but for some reason I heard it not too long ago and I really, really liked it because I hadn't heard it forever, but that George Baker selection, Little Green Bag.
Oh, yeah.
I love that song, and I just hadn't heard it forever. So we're going to play that, and then we always end with a Ramones song, so which one?
Well, why don't we do the cover version of Little Bit of Soul, or what is it?
Yeah, Little Bit of Soul from Subterranean Jungle.
Right.
What do you think of that album?
That has, is it My Kind of a Girl? Is that on there? Yeah, that and When I Think About You, I Like to Eat Vegetables or whatever it is. I never listened to it, but yeah, pretty much. It's not my favorite, but it has a couple of really good songs on it.
What do you think is your favorite?
I'd say this all the time. People like to give me shit, but man, probably Pleasant Dreams.
That's your favorite?
Probably.
Okay. Hey, you know what? Let's do Ramones Volume 3 sometime soon.
Yeah, we'll get Caleb and.
Yeah. You want to?
Yeah, we'll get all the deep B sides.
Yeah, well, we've already played like 45 songs, so we need to
get. Yeah.
But there's still a lot of good stuff in there that people don't know about.
Absolutely, absolutely. We might even do an encore version of a couple of things.
All right, well, I will talk to you soon then.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
And if the body's fine, goes to the bloody groove, man.